Welcome to Zirkun Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zirkus Beya, Daf Tazayin, the second parak, Yom Tov. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Tavchlifa, the brother of Chozaa, taught the following brisa. Kol mazonosav shel adam ketsuvim lo, merosh Hashanah, vad Yom Kippurim, chutz, vahotzaz shabbasos, vahotzaz yom tovim, vahotzaz banav v'tamot Torah. All of a person's income is fixed each year, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, with the exception of expenditures for their shabbasim and yom tovim, and for the expenditures for teaching one's children Torah. For in regard to these expenditures, im pachas pokasin lo, im hosif mosifin lo. If one spends less, he receives less, and if he spends more, he receives more. Rabbi Abo asked what pasuk this is derived from, and he brought the pasuk, tik b'chol shofar b'chesel yom chagenu. Blow shofar at the moon's renewal at the time appointed for our festive day, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, since it's the only holiday that the moon is covered. The word kesa also means covered. And it says in the next pasuk, because it's a decree for Yisrael, a judgment day unto the God of Yaakov. The word used for decree is chok, which can also mean sustenance. Point number two, it was taught in the Brisa. They said about Shammai HaZaken, that every day he would eat in honor of Shabbos. If he came across a superior animal any time during the week, he would say, this should be set aside for Shabbos. If he then came across a more superior animal, he would set that aside for Shabbos and eat the first one. Thus, Shammai's weekly meals were deemed to be in honor of Shabbos, since the inferior animal was eaten so that the superior one could be reserved for Shabbos. But Hillel HaZaken had a different standard. Shekol ma'asav l'shem Shammai. For all of his actions were done for the sake of heaven, and he was sure that he would find a fitting animal for Shabbos when the need arose, as it says, Baruch Hashem yom yom, blessed be my God, day by day. This was also taught in another brisa, Beis Shammai say, Mechad shavichu shabbosich, from the first day of your week, prepare for your Shabbos. But Beis Hillel say, Baruch Hashem yom yom, blessed be my God, day by day. And point number three, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Eruvei tavshilin srichin das. Eruvei tavshilin requires knowledge that it has been established. The Gemara seeks to clarify that while it's obvious das maniach be'inan, that we require the knowledge of the one who establishes it, that he must have in mind that it should be effective for others who will rely on it, do we also require the knowledge of the person for whom it was established or not? The Gemara answers that we can learn from the following, that Shmuel's father would establish an heir for the entire city of Nardon in which he lived, and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would establish an heir for the entire city of Tiberi in which they lived, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar-Idi would announce on Yantav, Mishu haniach Eruv Tavshilin, Yavo v'yismach ha-shali. Whoever did not set up his own Eruv Tavshilin may come and rely on mine. The Gemara brings an incident where Shmuel told a blind man who'd forgotten to make an Eruv Tavshilin that he could rely on his. The next year, the blind man had forgotten again, and Shmuel told him, Poshea at, you are negligent, and therefore, while everyone is permitted to rely on the Eruv Tavshilin that I established for the community, for you, it's prohibited because I did not intend to establish an Eruv for those who are negligent about keeping Durabanan. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Tachlifa, the brother of Rav Nai Chozaa, taught the following braisa. Kol mazonosav shel adam ketsuvim lo merosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim, chutz mahotzaz shabbasos v'hotzaz yom tovim, v'hotzaz banav v'tamot Torah. All of a person's income is fixed each year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, with the exception of expenditures for the Shabbosim and Yom Tovim, and for the expenditures for teaching one's children Torah. For in regard to these expenditures, im pachas pokasin lo, v'im hosif mosifin lo. If one spends less, he receives less, and if he spends more, he receives more. Rabbi Abo asked what pasuk this is derived from, and brought the pasuk, tik b'chol shofar b'chesel yom chagenu. Blow a shofar at the moon's renewal at the time appointed for our festive day, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, since it's the only holiday that the moon is covered. The word kesa also means covered. And it says in the next pasuk, Ki chok Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov, because it's a decree for Yisrael, a judgment day unto the God of Yaakov. The word used for decree is chok, which can also mean sustenance. Point number two was taught in a brisa. They said about Shammai HaZaken, Kol yamav hayaochol chavid Shabbos, that every day he would eat in honor of Shabbos. Matzah behema naya omer zo Shabbos. If he came across a superior animal anytime during the week, he would say, this should be a set aside for Shabbos. If he then came across a more superior animal, he would set that aside for Shabbos and eat the first one. Thus, Shammai's weekday meals were deemed to be in honor of Shabbos, since the inferior animal was eaten so that the superior one could be reserved for Shabbos. But Hillel HaZaken had a different standard. Shekol ma'asav l'shem Shammai, for all his actions were done for the sake of heaven, and he was sure that he would find a fitting animal for Shabbos when the need arose, as it says, Baruch Hashem yom yom, blessed be my God day by day. This is also taught in another brisa. Beis Shammai say, Mechad shavichu shabbosich, from the first day of your week, prepare for your Shabbos. But Beis Hillel say, Baruch Hashem yom yom, blessed be my God day by day. And point number three, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Eruv Tavshilin srichin das. Eruv Tavshilin requires knowledge that it has been established. The Gemara seeks to clarify that while it's obvious, das manich be'inan, that we require the knowledge of the one who establishes it, that he must have a mind that it should be effective for others who will rely on it, do we also require the knowledge of the person for whom it was established or not? The Gemara answers that we can learn from the following, that Shmuel's father would establish an heir for the entire city of Nardon, in which he lived, and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would establish an heir for the entire city of Tiberia, in which they lived, and Rabbi Yaakov Raidi would announce on Yantiv, Mishul, and Yech, Eruv Tavshil, and Yabob Yismach HaShali. Whoever did not set up his own Eruv Tavshil may come and rely on mine. The Gemara brings an incident where Shmuel told a blind man who had forgotten to make an Eruv Tavshil that he could rely on his. The next year, the blind man had forgotten again, and Shmuel told him, Poshea At, you are negligent, and therefore, while everyone is permitted to rely on the Eruvi Tavshilin that I established for the community, for you it's prohibited because I did not intend to establish an Eruv for those who are negligent about keeping the Rabbans. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Tes Zayin, and our standard Simmon is toes. Toes. So here goes. When the acrobat with the big toes received a circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos that he forgot to make an Eruv Tavshilin and had to rely on the Rub's communal one. Once again, in slow motion. When the acrobat with the big toes, that must be more in Daf Tes Zayin. When the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, which reminds us that all of a person's income is fixed each year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, with the exception of expenditures for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and for the expenditures for teaching one's children Torah. For in regard to these expenditures, Shim Pachas Pochasim Lo, Bim Hosif Mosifim Lo. If one spends less, he receives less, and he spends more, he receives more. And this is learned from the Pasuk, Tiku Bechor Shofar, Bechesi Yom Chagein, blow shofar, the moon's renewal at the time appointed for our festive day, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, since it's the only holiday that the moon is covered. The word kesed can also be understood to mean covered. And it says in the next pasuk, Ki chok Yisrael hu mishpat Elokei Yaakov, because it's a decree for Yisrael, a judgment day unto the God of Yaakov. The word used for decree is chok, which can also mean sustenance. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos, which reminds us, it was said in a braisa, they said about Shammai HaZaken, Kol Yamav Hayocho Chavit Shabbos, that every day he would eat in honor of Shabbos, Matzah Behema Naya or Merzoah Shabbos. If he came across a superior animal any time during the week, he would say, this should be set aside for Shabbos. If he then came across a more superior animal, he would set that aside for Shabbos and eat the first one. But Hillel HaZaken had a different standard, Shekol Ma'asav L'Shem Shemayim, for all of his actions were done for the sake of heaven, and he was sure that he would find a fitting animal for Shabbos when the need arose. As it says, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, blessed be my God, day by day. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos that he forgot to make an Eruv Tavshilin and had to rely on the Rav's communal one. Which reminds us that if one forgot to establish an Eruv Tavshilin, he may rely on the Rav of the city who established one for the entire town, but should not be negligent and come to rely on this time and time again. So once again, when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos that he forgot to make an Eruv Tavshilin and had to rely on the Rav's communal one. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.